Professor Fischer-Jalmaz, you always look for an agreement between theory and calculations and experimental measurements. Can you describe this?
Well, I think that the theory is not, theory or theoretical physics at least, is not something that should just live its own life. It is important for us to understand our surrounding, what we see and what we experience and what we can measure. To understand that better, we need theories. But to make theory just because it is beautiful theory, I think that that is not so useful. It is useful for people living in this, our, the world, the way it is. We need experiments that can show that the theory is working with the reality that is in our surrounding.
So you always compared your calculations with spectra and things like that?
Yes, measurements. And as the measuring technique is improving, you can hope to find more and more information there that you can modify your theory so that it will describe it better and better. But you must always remember that you can never get a full description of what your measurements, because nature is so complicated.
And you also were very interested in the hydrogen bond from the start till your publications up to now.
Yes, because we know that we are living on this earth, and here all what is living here is dependent on water. And we know that all important processes are going on with more or less water. And therefore we should try to find description where the role of water is represented, since there are always bonds between the different actors where the water is involved.
Yes, and then metals in organic systems were another one of your topics, still are.
Yes, that because the more complex reactions in organisms are always taking place where there are metals available and in the surrounding of metals, where the reaction scheme is different from the case where you just have the other kinds of molecules without metals.
Mm-hmm. Yes, okay, thank you very much, Professor. That was very interesting.